Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Tanisha and Pete, thank you so much for coming in once again. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
having a great time talking about how we got into radio and, you know, telling stories off the air and, you know, appreciate you guys. Of course, Tanisha is the board president for Shore Legal Access. Pete is an attorney with Shore Legal Access as well. We're talking about all the things that, you know, you guys offer. Again, if people want to reach out to you and they want, you know, some representation, they want to know if they qualify for representation for Shore Legal, how can they do that?
ShoreLegal.org or 410-690-8128, and that will get you to our office in Easton or Salisbury.
We were talking off the air, you mentioned about expungement, and it's funny, as soon as you said that, somebody had just texted in, 726, good morning, said, do you guys help with difficult expungement? And what, you know, that is what people are talking about, I guess, is if you have something on your record, and, you know, you need to apply for a job or you need to get that off. Some people, you can't get a house or can't rent because of that.
Yes.
You guys help get that off your record if, you know, you can. So how does all that work?
So what happens is the state of Maryland has really moved forward in trying to expunge some charges. And over the past few years, we have really been working and pushing to offer that as a service to our population. So what happens is the same. You call in and you will have an intake done and we will work with you, look at your record and see if it is one of those records that can be expunged by the state of Maryland. So what we have found is that 95%, data shows that 95% of people who are eligible for expungement never apply. And again, it's a yes or no, either it works or it doesn't. But if you don't apply, it can limit how much money you can make. It can limit where and how you can live. It can limit whether or not you can get a license. So, for example, we have had examples of people who couldn't get a nursing license, couldn't get their CNA license, couldn't get their CDL because they needed to have something expunged. And once it was done, that was off of their record. They were able to get that and they were able to increase the amount of money they made and to live more comfortably. And I think that everybody has the right to do that. Mm-hmm. So, yes, that is something that we offer, and just give us a call, 410-690-8128 or shorelegal.org.
I thought it was pretty cool. Pete just said off the air, he said, you know, the other day somebody reached out and said, we're calling because we heard you guys on the radio.
So yes.
Very good. Very good.
Good stuff.
We appreciate you guys. So as far as, you know, being able to, you know, work with you guys, I know that you have like certain qualifications, you know, you go by like income.
Yes.
You know, and you said that some people might be surprised that they are, you know, eligible for representation from Shore Legal. You know, it's not like, you know, it's only for, you know, people who like are really, really struggling. It could be like somebody who does have a full-time job. It just doesn't make enough to afford a lawyer because lawyers' fees are no joke.
Yes. Yes. And it's true. So we always encourage people to call in because we don't use income guidelines based on some of the other things people may not qualify for. So it is very important to call into our office and find out if you qualify income-wise. And if you do not, there are opportunities for us to refer you to an attorney at reduced fees. Mm-hmm. So that is another option as well, or to other programs that may be able to assist you. So please don't count yourself out. One of the big things that we often talk about, and Pete can talk about that as well, is how people don't show up. They don't call. They don't know. And we are not all attorneys, as Pete is. I'm definitely not an attorney. But I do know that it's important to call in. And I always say, yes or no, at least you have an answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pete, can you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. I couldn't agree more. Showing up is definitely half the battle. Too many times I'll be in court and I'll see cases that clearly should be dismissed and people should be able to maintain their housing, but they don't show up. So then they get a judgment against them, and unless they can come up with the money, they're on their way out, their families. And I was a little bit surprised. I won't say it's a generous standard that we have, but it accounts for the way people live. You could have a two-income family, you got a couple kids, expenses, and there's no way on earth that you could afford $350, $400 an hour that
an hour
private lawyer would cost. Oof. But we're there for you. Again, we recognize that there are people, hardworking people, that are basically living normal lives. We can help you.
Can you talk about a case, you know, that, you know, like a crazy case that you've worked for and you know, you helped out some, you really, really helped out somebody?
Well, I guess certainly I can't talk about individual
cases. Right, right. But I mean, you know, maybe like some crazy story in the past.
Well, it's a crazy story. It was a large housing unit that multiple tenants came to us.
Okay.
And the conditions were deplorable. It was crime ridden.
Wow.
You wouldn't, me not being from the Eastern Shore, you wouldn't expect it here. It would seem much more like an urban problem.
Okay.
But we had a judge that was willing to listen to these people, mm-hmm. and we did our thing, and we had tenants that were willing to step up, even though they were concerned with the threat of eviction. Mm-hmm. And we're very proud that we changed the living conditions. It's a small part of the world, but for the 120 people that live there,
it's everything.
It
yeah.
is
yeah.
night and day. And even the judge, he's happy to report occasionally that he drives by that building and he sees how much things have changed. So for once, we saw things work the way they were supposed to work.
Yeah.
When I say deplorable conditions, I'm talking about residents, our clients, getting beaten, mugged, living in fear, older people that couldn't even leave their apartments. Mm. It was a place for disabled people. The elevators weren't working, so they basically become trapped. Mm-hmm. And a year after the litigation began, we were happy to report a positive outcome.
Wow, that's good. And that's great. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So talk to us about the difference between Shore Legal Access, like what you guys do, and like a public defender. Because some people listening right now might not know the difference. You know, when you go to court, the court will say, okay, if you can't afford an attorney, we can assign you one as a public defender, or we will assign you one. Like, what's the difference between what they do and what you guys do?
Essentially, the difference is that is criminal work. We do not do criminal work, although we do a lot of criminal expungement, but we do civil work.
Got it.
So civil litigation, not involving possibly going to jail or some other sanction. This is more about, again, the money side of things, really.
So somebody, you know, gets pulled over for a DUI, or somebody is going through something where they get arrested and they are going to court or whatever, they wouldn't say, no, I don't want a public defender, I'm going to call Shore Legal Access. Like, that's not the kind of work you guys do.
Not at all.
This is if somebody wants, like, they need help with something, then they pretty much call you, and then you guys meet and all either, that.
Again, a lot of what we do is not landlord-tenant. It's more, I'll say, practical. Life planning, wills, powers of attorney, some sort of estate work, making sure that deeds are proper. So it's a range of services, just not criminal.
Another big one that I see here, I don't know, you tell me, that I would think would be big would be child custody, mm-hmm. divorce, visitation. A lot of people are going through things, where they're going through a split up. They can't afford an attorney. They're going through, custody problems. They want to see their kids. How many clients do you guys work with, when going through something like that? Do you work with a lot of families and stuff like that?
Yes, quite a number. Our challenge is finding attorneys to literally go to court with people. We don't have enough family law attorneys that we would, because in a situation like that, if you're there's a split, mm-hmm. and sometimes one parent will be, maybe they were the stay-at-home dad or mom. They don't have the resources. If their adversary has resources, they are completely outmatched and they're showing up mm-hmm. without help. So even if we can't actually represent them in court, we are constantly trying to find attorneys that will help them. And it's tremendously satisfying, I think, for attorneys that do that, because what they're doing is, as an attorney, they're making sure that the system works the way it should. Mm-hmm. We all should have access to court, but we should have sort of equal footing. And if you don't have a lawyer and you're just showing up, you're going to have a very difficult time in that setting.
Very good. Wow. Well, you guys do a lot of great work. It's crazy. Some people don't even know you exist. We were talking a little bit off the air about how, people go through things all the time, every day. And it's like, well, again, can't afford a lawyer. So I guess, if I can't get a public defender, it's not a criminal situation, then I guess I'm just going to let it go. That's probably one of the worst things they can do, because they can change your life by calling you guys.
You're so right. Yes, people don't know we exist. Frankly, the only reason I work here is because my daughter ran by the Shore Legal Access office in Easton and said you should work there. So
here. Really? Wow.
I had no idea. And now it's been a revelation to me.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, there's just so many resources out there that people don't know about. And, you know, glad to have you guys on with us to be able to, you know, let people know that you guys are here to help. Anything else, Tanisha, you want to add, or Pete, you want to add before we wrap up today? Because I think this has been, you know, just such a very, you know, resourceful, you know, interview. And I think that just by hearing you guys today, hopefully it helps a lot of people.
Yes, I hope it does help a lot of people. And for me, I'm just going to do the punchline again. It's a yes or a no. Call and find out. 410-690-8128 or surelegal.org.
Very good. Thank you guys so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you to both.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And we want more people to call in and tell them we heard it on Power 101.7.
That's right.
There you go.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll let you know.
Bill and Jessica Show.